I was, and I was. I think I was a second string tight end. Said I said in the song, I said third string. I think I was a second string, and it was before I got really big. I'm almost 6'5", and I was not that big at that moment, and so I quit at that point. But yeah, so in the song I talk about being a third string tight end, and I think I was second. But yeah, absolutely.
What happened to the girl in that song?
oh well, it's got it. I mean, it's somewhat true, but you know, it's more about like that first love that you feel like, you know, everything seems like you think that's what love is, and you see the world in a magic way, you know. And I think that's the youth and the innocence of all of it, I think, is the discovery of all of that is so nostalgic and real.
This album has a real nostalgic kind of feel for it, and you have seemed like you've been in kind of a nostalgic mood for the last few years, going back to your hometown a lot, and you took your producers back there before you started this album so they could kind of get to know your hometown a little bit. Why do you feel it's so important to sort of channel where you're from into your music?
Being able to go back home and going to take the producers and songwriters back home with me and showing them that slice of life of what it's like growing up in the middle of nowhere in the heart of the heartland, as I call it, in Illinois, Paris, Illinois. It was just a unique way to grow up, and I think it gives you unique stories to write about, and I think it's important to show people that, and I think that's what we did.
So you've been really open about your struggles with anxiety, which I love because, I mean, I have it too. So I want to ask, how has quarantine been for you? Have you found that it's like heightened or decreased your anxiety, and what are you doing to cope?
Everybody really has anxiety. It's just all about how you change your relationship with it, I guess. Some people struggle more with it, but it's the most human thing. It's how you look at it and everything. And for me, yeah, during this, I mean, I've seen you're never going to completely figure it out. So it's not like you're just going to be cured. I mean, like I said, how you change your thought process about it. But I think I've found time to really just take time to be kinder to myself and give myself some good self-care and self-compassion. And that's all you can do.
Did you find that running helped you?
Oh, huge. Yeah, and I wouldn't call myself a runner. I'm an athlete. I'm very active person and work out a lot. But I wasn't a runner before this whole lockdown thing, and so I said, okay, I'm gonna take this time to find some resilience and have a little war with my mind of when my mind tries to give up on me, I'm gonna run 13 miles and not let it win. And I think doing that and running a half marathon by myself without people out on the sidelines, kind of just having that inner run against myself was a really big deal for me, and I think that I recommend that to anybody that wants to try to find some strength. That's what I did.
It's kind of a music biz question, but are you worried? This album is fantastic. There's going to be 3 or 4 top 10 hits easily off of it, but do you worry at all about, because we're in the pandemic, you're not going to be able to get out and tour in support of it like, you know, is the normal pattern? Does that concern you at all, or are you looking for kind of end arounds for getting the album out there to as wide a reach as possible, besides just the hit songs being played on the radio?
You know, of course, I obviously miss being able to go out and play these songs as they're, you know, the new excitement of getting them out there, and you usually get to see people, you know, singing along or first discovering this song. That part's sad to not be able to do, but at the same time, you know, we need music more than ever to get through something like this, whether we have live shows or not. You know, recorded music is more important now than I think it's ever been. And so I think to be able to give that escape for everyone, and I think it just, you know, you continue to write and to live what you're experiencing, and I think give people, you know, some optimism and hope and also realness and vulnerability and just be open with it. So I think it's important to have music now more than ever.
Back in your hometown of Paris, Illinois, please, can we have you for 60 seconds? One, so cool seeing your old high school gym. Did you go to your old locker?
They ripped it out. I was so bummed. I went where it was, but they're tearing down a lot of the high school and changing into a kind of a nursing home or assisted living, which was cool, I think, because they moved to a new high school. So I'm glad they reused it in a good way, but I did have a lot of crazy feelings just walking back to that high school. It was pretty wild.
Thank you so much. So heartwarming to hear all your album yesterday. I just love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your story, too.
Okay. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brett.
Bye.
See ya.
See y'all.